Good evening.
You know what I don't understand? I'm having a hard time today. With GPS, I can see them be a couple inches off these surveyors. And, you know, even in the old days, they would be off a certain way in days, old days, my days. But now with GPS, how do they get so far off? Well, can you answer that question? Or I mean, you said a lot of homes.
Yeah. It was one of those things where really the, was it the surveyor or was it the set crew?
Okay.
So there was really no determination. It was one points the finger against the other.
I got you.
So the surveyor says he staked it where he was supposed to. The set crew says they set it where they were supposed to and that the house may be a different size or longer. But if you look at both surveys, the one that was approved and the one that it ended up being, it was obvious the home was set somewhat farther back by just a minuscule amount.
So the trailers that there are set, mobile homes that are set by those people to a stake, right?
Yes.
And they say that the stake was there. I
yeah,
got
the,
you.
I
can't see the surveyors having this kind of problem with all the things they have at their disposal.
It could be. Some of them aren't up to par. But,
okay.
But you know, in retrospect, it is good to have an allowance around the home for these kind of things in the future. So I have learned from this,
right.
Certainly.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Case number 11148, Dennis and Joan Rettenauer, north of Road 22, Long Neck Road, south of Jasperview Lane, being lot 43A within Massey's Landing Mobile Home Park. A variance from the separation requirement between units. In a mobile home park.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Joan Rettenauer, 110 Russell Avenue, Douglasville, PA 195518. I almost forgot my zip code number.
Your name is?
Dennis Rettenauer, 110 Russell Avenue.
Oh, man. You can't remember it either.
19518.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
We're old, too.
No.
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay. The uniqueness of our variance is the neighborhood properties on both sides have sheds on their property line. We purchased our home in 2004. We have since then torn it down, and we want to replace it with a new home. It had the necessary setbacks off the property line compared to the buildings, but not to the sheds, which are bordering on either side of us. It does not give us enough space between the buildings because of the sheds, not because of the buildings themselves. The possibility of the development for the variance, the zoning officer is requiring a variance due to the neighbor's shed because of the property line and required spacing cannot be met because of the sheds. The variance is necessary for the use of the property. The difficulty has not been created by us. It's been created by our neighbors because of their sheds being on their property lines. They were there before we purchased the home, and we are only looking to replace the home, which is no longer there. It's an empty lot with a new home with no increase in footprint. It will be put on the same spot as the old one was originally. It doesn't change the character of the neighborhood. The development of the adjacent property doesn't do anything. There is no detrimental to the public welfare. The variance has to be met. And as the zoning officer, because of the non-compliant shed, and the variance represents lease modifications possible, would be yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No. Mr. Burton?
Mr. Redder?
Why did you say the shed, your shed?
There's sheds on either side of our properties.
That you explained. I understand that.
Yes. We also have a shed that will be moved
You're going to move that?
It will be moved to the front of our trailer. Right now, it is to the rear near the lagoon.
Correct.
Yes, but the sheds on either side of us sit on the neighbor's property line.
That, you don't need that five-foot variance in the rear. Is that correct on the shed?
I don't think so.
There's two requested, 3.8 feet and 3.5 feet, one from the side yard and one from the rear yard.
For your shed.
But you're going to move your shed so that it is within 5 feet of both of those property lines?
Correct.
Okay. That's it. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 11,148 for the following reasons. There's uniqueness to the property. You can see that the property is on an angle, as it is, and 54-foot frontage. And the I don't believe the unnecessary hardship or practical difficulty was caused by with that lot being the way it is. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The variance, of course, will not alter character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is minimum that will afford them relief.
Okay. Have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,148. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman again?
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So, by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,148 is approved at this time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.